Hello. Welcome to another Orbit, the daily devotional thought, prayer and challenge from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. We hope you're finding these helpful. At the moment, we're looking at the story of Saul, who became Paul, a man who knew what it was to live for and represent Jesus in chaotic and changing times. Sounds familiar. Well, yesterday we saw how through Ananias, Saul was healed and then welcomed into the church, which he'd previously persecuted. We're going to spend just one more day in this part of the story before we move on to see what Saul, or Paul, went on to do. The Bible reading today comes from Acts chapter 9, verses 19, or second half of verse 19, to 25. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on this name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests?" Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. After many days had gone by, there was a conspiracy among the Jews to kill him, but Saul learned of their plan. Day and night, they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him. But his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall. We're not going to say anything about that last bit, but it's quite cool to imagine. Well, have you ever found yourself stuck in the middle between two opposing sides? Maybe stopping a fight between two siblings or caught between two friends who are saying unkind things about each other? That's not quite the situation Saul finds himself in here. But right at this moment, he probably feels quite lonely. He's not quite a full member of the church yet, and while he's a Jew, he can no longer go back to his old life. He's stuck in the middle, trying to figure out how to live his new life. And this is also what happens when anyone becomes a Christian. The Bible says that at that point, they become a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. In fact, that's something that Paul himself later writes to the Corinthian church. So when you choose to follow Jesus, you can't turn back. But everything is new and a little bit unclear. It's not like the moment you believe, you instantly understand everything about God. At the same time, you know you can't just go back and live the life you lived before. You're like Paul, stuck in the middle, trying to figure out how to live this new life. So what does Saul do? Well, first, he spends some time with the disciples in Damascus. He grows and he learns more about what it means to follow Jesus by hanging around with other Christians. And that's a good starting point for us too. By spending time with our church, we naturally find that our own faith is built up. But then, after just a few days, he leaps into action. He immediately starts preaching the Christian message to his old friends at the synagogues. He's dramatically switched sides, and he hasn't just changed his beliefs. He's actually actively fighting for the new ones. It's like he's walked directly from one end of a football stadium to the other and instantly started singing the chants of the opposing team. And, I mean, understandably, this passage tells us that his actions baffled, isn't that a great word, baffled his old friends. I don't know if you've ever met someone who's just become a Christian. Perhaps they've done so a little bit later in life, but they're often the most incredibly passionate evangelists. It's like now they've realised the truth, they just can't keep it to themselves. And that's how Saul is, and it's how we should be too. Saul knew that the news about Jesus was too good not to share, and so he got on with it straight away. Of course, it didn't come without a cost. Saul's change of heart made some of the Jews so angry, they hatched a plot to kill him. And while that won't happen to us, we might still face opposition and teasing, even prejudice. But as Saul knew, it's totally worth it because the good news about Jesus changes lives. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Thank you, God, for my church family, that I can be part of a team which believes what I believe and supports me as I grow. Help me to know what I believe and to share it with my friends without fear. I pray that you'll help me to tell others about you, and that when they hear your message, they'll know that it's good news for them too. Amen. Well, there's now just a short chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you put this little thought into action. And here's today's. We don't have to force our faith on other people. The Holy Spirit naturally opens the door for us to tell our friends about Jesus. So today, think of one person who you know who doesn't know Jesus and just pray for them. Ask God to create a simple, obvious opportunity for you to tell them about your faith. And then here's the slightly scary part. If that opportunity arises, take it. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org, or you can message us on Instagram. We're @stmarys_satellites. Please let us know if you're doing this daily devotional and what you think of it. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love your feedback to make it even better. I'll be back with another edition of Orbit on Monday. Thanks for taking part today.